Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Owen Hart will never be in the WWE Hall of Fame. Find out why in a moment. Plus, a WWE star's injury may be career-ending, and another comedian has spoken out about wrestling. But don't worry, it's a bit nicer this time. For Wednesday, May the 20th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
I remember hearing a gasp from the crowd.
What do you mean Owen failed?
He goes, Owen just failed.
There was Owen. He was like laying in the ring, like face up.
Is this really real?
I said, something's wrong. It was unnecessary. It didn't need to happen.
If someone doesn't just fall from the top of an arena, something went wrong.
The Dark Side of the Ring finale aired last night. The last days of Owen Hart were chronicled and the circumstances surrounding it. It is a difficult watch. I will warn you now, if you're planning to make it part of your viewing schedule for today, it's a very difficult watch. This week, Martha Hart called the WWE Hall of Fame a fake entity and an event they hold to make money, while speaking to news outlets. The final word on whether Owen Hart would go into the Hall of Fame, if Martha's words weren't strong enough, would be from Martha and Owen's son, Oge. The last time that Oge was referenced on WWE TV, it was during Mark Henry's 2018 Hall of Fame induction speech.
I can say a lot about Owen Hart, but I don't have time to say everything about Owen Hart. Owen brought so much joy to my life. I wish that he could be here with us. And I miss him dearly. And Martha, like camera, zoom, like zoom in here. I know it's not pretty, but just zoom. Please. This is not from the company. This is not from other wrestlers. This is from his other brother. He needs to be here. And I hate that I haven't kept up like I should have. I'd love to be able to look down one day and see Oge able to be among us. This is his birthright.
We haven't heard much from Oge over the years until this documentary, and in which he stands by his mother's side and says, I would never let WWE put his name on a piece of silver that says they got that. OJ is adamant that he doesn't want his dad in the WWE Hall of Fame. So both Owen's widow and Owen's son have said no to the WWE Hall of Fame completely. Oge talks a lot about the Owen Hart Foundation set up in remembrance of his dad. He said, "We've built a foundation that helps put people in homes, that helps single moms like my mum was, that lets kids go to school. This was all done in his namesake. This has all got Owen Hart written all over it. This is how communities, people, society remembers him. That's how we want it to be done. Yeah, he was a wrestler, but he was bigger than that. That was just a part of who he was." This will no doubt put to bed discussions of Owen Hart for the Hall of Fame. I think quite a few fans, not everybody, were under the assumption that WWE just weren't putting him in the Hall of Fame, when actually there's much more to it than that. We mentioned this on the podcast yesterday, and I want to mention it again. ProWrestlingTees.com have launched an Owen Hart t-shirt. This is the first bit of Owen Hart merchandise in decades, and proceeds of it go towards the Owen Hart Foundation. And you can purchase that at ProWrestlingTees.com right now. Just a reminder, the Dark Side of the Ring finale, which is all about the last days of Owen Hart, is now available. The Dark Side of the Ring series has been incredible. The stories that have been told and the way they have been told, the respect in which they have been handled, a phenomenal job once again by the guys behind that. An amazing series. What I will say is that, as I said at the very beginning, the Owen Hart one is quite a tough watch. So make sure you're mentally prepared for what you see when you sit down to watch it today. So it was reported yesterday that former WWE star Shad Gaspard was missing whilst out swimming at Venice Beach. The story goes that he and his son got into difficulty while swimming in riptides. The Coast Guard were able to save his son, but Shad Gaspard is still missing. The Coast Guard have called off the search at this point as well. Shad Gaspard's wife, Ciliana, posted a statement expressing their family's gratitude for everyone who's tried to find her husband. She says, "We would like to express our gratitude to the first responders who rescued our son and to the lifeguards, the Coast Guards, the divers, fire and police departments for their continued efforts to help find our beloved Shad. Shad is a fighter, a warrior and a magical soul. We are hoping and praying for his safe return. As a family, we thank you all for your concern and well wishes. Please continue to keep sending your positivity and prayers to our beloved Shad from the entire Gaspard family." WWE posted a statement saying their thoughts are with Gaspard's family as well. Vince McMahon also tweeting something similar. An amazing outpouring of love from the wrestling community to the family and friends of Shad Gaspard.
There is the former NXT Women's Champion.
The War Goddess has arrived on Monday Night Raw.
That was the night Ember Moon made her Raw debut, and it's not been the easiest of times for Ember Moon. She's been out of action since September of last year, and it was reported shortly after her injury that it was a ruptured Achilles, and this is a really long journey back from an injury like this, but for Ember Moon, potentially may not even be a way back at all. She was on WWE Backstage last night talking about her mindset right now, and Ember said, "I look back at my career in WWE. I've been here 5 years. The more and more I sit back and look at everything I've done and would redo, I think about my injury currently, realizing that I may have a career-ending injury. I'm coming back from the hardest injury, and I might not have a chance to redeem myself. So all the things I wanted to do and want to do in my future, it is hard to think back and regret when I try to look forward. I keep looking forward and pushing forward because this is what I love. This is my passion. This is the only thing I've ever wanted for myself, and I want that opportunity to not look back, but to look forward and be better than ever before. I hope I do have more matches. I'm going to prove to you guys that I'm worth redeeming those mistakes and those regrets. It's just going to be a while before I do so." Ember Moon signed to NXT in 2015. She made her TV debut in June the following year to much fanfare. Big build for the arrival of Ember Moon. A very memorable rivalry with Asuka over the Women's Championship was held. She ended up winning the title when it was vacated in November of 16, losing it to Shayna Baszler at TakeOver New Orleans the following year. And then, as you heard there, debuting for Monday Night Raw the night after WrestleMania. Sadly, Ember Moon's main roster run hasn't been as memorable as her time in NXT. With the exception of a SmackDown Women's title match against Bayley at SummerSlam, there's not really been much to say for Ember Moon's time on the main roster. She suffered an Achilles tendon injury during the 24/7 championship chasing segment backstage, which is of all the ways to injure yourself, that's a devastating way to do it in such a throwaway segment. We send nothing but best wishes to Ember Moon, who, when on the absolute A game, is a genuine force of nature in the wrestling ring. And I hope we see that force of nature again soon. Bring them out! So last week's Raw rating certainly looked like we were back in an upward swing. Unfortunately, it hasn't stuck. The Monday Night Raw rating from this past Monday brings the show to 1,757,000 overnight viewers, which is down from the previous week and the second lowest number in modern history for that show. For those wondering how the crossover appearance of King Corbin did in the rating, it wasn't the success they were hoping for. The first 2 hours held steady, the same numbers in each of the first 2 hours. However, in hour three, 200,000 people roughly drop off altogether and don't come back. This is really gutting for... I keep thinking this is gutting for Drew McIntyre. This is, of course, gutting for everybody, but especially for Drew McIntyre, who's just starting out this run as WWE champion and actually putting on some really great performances as WWE champion. He's a workhorse, and I'm sad to see him doing his thing, not just to no audience, but to a dwindling TV audience at the moment. I feel the same for Edge, who's had this big comeback from this massive injury, and it just seems so stunted to be doing this in front of nobody. And we'll get back to where we were, and the numbers will eventually come back to where they are, but it's a very difficult time. You could certainly see how Raw tried to change how their show worked on Monday. There was that feeling that they wanted to catch more people channel hopping, and hence why the show felt, in my opinion, very, very dissected and just had a lot of nothing on it. In my opinion, it's just my opinion. They'll no doubt be tweaking the formula for next week. We have an update on WWE's plans to run shows with fans in attendance. We were speaking just then about Drew McIntyre having a title run in front of nobody. Could we be getting fans back in front of him soon enough? This comes from WrestleVotes, who say, I've asked a source for an update on live events returning. Status quo as of now. The plan remains to return to live audiences when permitted, which then depends on each state. It's still a tricky situation. I wouldn't hold my breath for anything prior to July. So that's where we are with live shows at the moment. Just keep everything ticking along for now. And I'm sure they are keen to get back into live arenas with crowds very, very soon. Speaking with Fightful, Leo Rush talks about an incident which actually saw him get called up from NXT. This has Vince McMahon written all over it. Leo Rush says, there was one time I posted a promo and it was up online for a good 5 minutes, but they told me to take it down. It was when I was doing a program with Noam Dar on 205 Live. I was doing some skits with him, and we did one where we were in the bathroom. He walked up to the urinal, and he was using the bathroom, and then there was just that behind shot of me just walking up next to the next urinal, peeking over the top and laughing. He would look over and start joking. It was pretty funny, but they told us to take it down. Ironically enough, the reason why I got put on Monday Night Raw was because of those promos, because Vince McMahon actually saw them. He saw them on the internet and contacted whoever and said, hey, we need to get this guy on Monday Night Raw, which is crazy. In an interview with TalkSport, Bobby Lashley was asked when he and Brock Lesnar will be going one-on-one, if it was going to happen at all. This is one of those matches that has been toyed with for quite a while, and Bobby says, I don't know what the situation is. don't know what the case is, but I do believe eventually it will happen for Brock and I as senior citizens. The one thing that people, and I don't want to switch gears here, but Drew McIntyre is a Brock Lesnar. He definitely is. I think it's a matchup with Drew that is just as exciting as Brock to me, if done right. Of course I want the Brock match. I'm not erasing that. I think eventually the dots will be connected. And I think right now, with the right people in the right places, I think a lot of really big things could be happening. Drew McIntyre and Bobby Lashley have made magic together before. It was a Bound for Glory main event a couple of years ago for the TNA Championship. And I'm sure if Impact has any sense, they'll be uploading that match in the next week or so, if they haven't done so by now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
And finally, we had a lot of talk over the last week or so of comedians coming down on wrestling. How about a comedian coming up on wrestling? Joe Rogan hosted a podcast this week with special guest Patton Oswalt, who's just got a new Netflix stand-up special, which is out now. And the discussion on wrestling actually began about a discussion on politics, and it led to a wrestling analogy. Take a listen.
Our expectations of people are different. We're not under the illusion anymore that these aren't real people, because we want them to be presidential or we want them to be a representative. We're not under the illusion anymore that they're not real people. It's almost like when they had to admit that WWE was fake. It's like, okay, now we can just enjoy it for what it is.
Yeah.
You don't have to have these arguments with your friends over whether or not it's fake.
Yeah, but the thing about the WWE that everyone keeps forgetting is, yes, it's scripted, but it's scripted mayhem and destruction. They are scripting out these people, these men and women going, in the script, you're going to fall 40 feet onto a table of glass. Yes, we scripted that to happen, but it's still a person doing that.
Yes.
Like, there's a level of adrenaline junkiness and athleticism that goes beyond, I think, athletics.
Yeah.
So when people are like, yeah, wrestling's fake. Yeah, no shit. These people, it's like when you watch a Jackie Chan film. That's a scripted film, too. Stick around for the end credits. He just got his skull knocked open.
Yeah.
He punched a hole through his skull doing a stunt. So you're dismissing something. Your definition of fake needs to be tweaked a little bit in this case.
Yeah, it's another way of looking at it. It's definitely scripted. It's not like they're risking it all because they don't know what the outcome's going to be. It's different than an actual athletic event, but it's still pretty badass. Like, as far as what they're able to do, I mean, they don't get nearly enough credit for it either, because while they were doing it before the lockdown, they were doing it 250 plus days a year, traveling all over the country, throwing each other on tables.
Different time zones, a bad jet lag, bad food, no sleep. Like, these people that have to be in peak physical condition under the worst conditions to maintain that.
Yeah.
And also think of the years when the WWE was this struggling, basically mom and pop operation trying to launch itself, and they had even less resources than they do now. But those guys were still doing that over and over and over again. It's brutal. And MME is the same way. Those guys, there's no money. There's the travel's brutal. The amount of matches they have to do is brutal.
Oh, MMA, it's all brutal.
I love Patton Oswalt, so I'm really happy to see him defending wrestling. It warms my soul for a Wednesday. That will do it for your Cultaholic Wrestling news at cultaholic.com right now. 5 ideas for future Dark Side of the Ring episodes. As great as the first 2 seasons have been, now that season 2 has wrapped up, there are still so many amazing wrestling stories to tell. And hopefully somebody there will read our article, and you never know, you might inspire them. On the Cultaholic podcast feed a bit later on today, a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps with my guest, star of Evolve and All Japan, Mike Paro. Paro came out a couple of years ago publicly, and he talks in great detail about the impact that had on his life.
Being a gay badass is kind of revolutionary. Whether people say it or not, there's no other person like me on the indies. Being booked that way without, you don't know how many promoters along the way have been like, why don't you have a crush on Odinson? Why don't you, do stuff that Effie does? Why don't you wear more rainbows like Jake? You need to be more sympathetic because, you know, you're being gay. And I'm like, well, I'm not being gay, I am gay. Why would I be sympathetic? Nobody feels, my parents didn't feel sympathy for me. I'm 6'4", 300 pounds. It's very hard to be sympathetic gay man at being as big, and you can kill the other person in front of you.
It's an amazing chat. It's a thought-provoking chat, and it may be one of the most inspiring Desert Island Graps I think I've ever done, and I can't wait for you to hear it later on today. And on the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now, if you haven't done so already, check out the life and times of Doink the Clown. We go back to one of WWF's most notorious gimmicks for multiple reasons, and we break down the timeline of Doink the Clown, but those that have donned the green wig. It's a breakdown of the career in speech marks of Doink the Clown. It's on our YouTube channel right now, youtube.com/cultaholic. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.